The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If you missed the first part of today's second date update, Alex is on the phone and Alex wants to call a girl named Madeline. They went to a carnival together, said they had a fun time. He even won her a small little teddy bear after I think he spent over $1,000 on games. He spent a lot of money trying to win her a prize. He finally won her a prize. They actually kissed when they were on the Ferris wheel. And then later when they were leaving and saying goodbye, she just gave him a hug and wouldn't kiss him again. So he's wondering if something happened between the Ferris wheel and her going home. And something I completely forgot to bring up in the first part, Alex, is you also said that she's a big fan of state capitals.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Correct.
Maybe she was just not impressed with your state capital knowledge. And that's why she's not calling back. Like, it's probably Bismarck. Is it North Dakota, South Dakota? Who knows? I think you got Bismarcked. Is what happened.
You got Bismarck?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It happens to a lot of people.
That's low.
I don't know, man. I think I was doing pretty good on my state capitals. I mean, I even got Mount Pilier, so.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Is that even America?
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's Vermont.
Is that a state?
Oh, God.
Okay, my head's about to explode. We should just call her.
Yeah.
I really hope this works out for you. I'm actually rooting for you on this one because it sounds like you really felt like this girl was special.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
It must have been something that happened at the carnival. Like, I don't know. I mean, it must have just been some stupid thing that I wasn't even aware of. And I just feel like if we can get on the same page, it'll totally be fine.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can make that happen for you. I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Madeline?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's up, Madeline? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal. Jubal in the Morning? I know it's a weird name. Have you ever heard this?
Sorry. I don't know it.
It's a radio show.
Oh, a radio show.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling you today, Madeline, because one of our listeners actually emailed us about you.
About me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Or why?
Well, because you recently went on a date with them, but now you're not calling them back. So have you been on a lot of dates in the last few weeks?
I've just been on one.
And was that with somebody named Alex?
Yeah.
To the carnival?
How do you know that?
Because Alex is the dude that wants us to call you.
Why?
Because he really liked you. He thought you were really cool and smart and funny and beautiful. And now he's not getting a call back.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I just didn't see the point because I don't think that we have a future together.
From the way he described your date, everything was great.
Yeah, he said that the energy between you two is awesome.
He's a great guy. I just, you know, I'm looking for something that's more long term and I just didn't see a future with him.
Well, how can you judge that based off of one date at the carnival?
I don't know. Like, I just know. Like, how long do you need to know somebody before you know if you do or don't want to spend your life with them? I mean,
1 minute.
That's
I can
quick.
It just takes
that
me 1 minute.
Really
yeah.
quick.
But I'm a very good judge, just because I don't want to be around anybody for my whole life.
Oh, my God. Was it the kiss? Because he said you guys kissed on the Ferris wheel. Yeah. Was it a bad kiss?
No, the kiss was fine. It was a little wet, but, you know. It could have been me. Who knows?
So what was it?
Well, I don't know. It's just kind of personal. I don't know if I should say it.
It's personal.
You guys probably won't understand. I just don't feel like I should say it.
Really?
Well, he really wants to know because he liked you a lot.
Well, it's just the same with me. I'm looking for, you know, a long-term relationship. I'm looking for the one. I want to get married. And there's just certain factors that I need from a man.
Okay. Is he short, too tall, too ugly? You know, sometimes I meet people and they're too ugly to date.
Yeah. But maybe or is it something bigger? Like, he doesn't want kids and you want kids, or...
No, he definitely wants kids. I asked him. That's kind of the problem.
Oh.
The problem is he wants kids and you don't?
I just really want to have a nice, beautiful family and cute kids. And I think that a lot goes into who you pick as a mate in order to, you know, ensure that your children are going to be beautiful babies. And there was this...
He's going to produce ugly children? That's what it sounds like to me. You're like, his genes are not up to par.
Well, that's kind of the problem.
His genetically, he doesn't work for you?
Kind of. You know, there's these things at the carnival where you can actually go into a photo booth and it matches you both together to show what your children would look like.
That's funny.
I know you're laughing, but it's actually fairly accurate. They have them now to where they're like 90% accurate.
Really?
What?
And when we did that, Alex and I, it wasn't a good result.
No.
Wait,
come on.
Come on. That's like a fake carnival thing. It isn't actually what your kids are gonna look like.
But it's pretty reliable.
No,
the computer effects are very reliable. I believe it's very, very accurate.
I promise. I have two babies with a man, and they turned out nothing like we expected them to look like.
But you probably didn't do the computer thing at the carnival either.
No, but I bet that they'd be pretty ugly if you did, you know? And they're beautiful children. Like, you can't base something off of some weird carny game.
I don't want to take that chance with Alex.
What?
Okay, so the reason you don't want to go out with him again is because... You took a picture at the carnival that meshed both your faces together to show what your kids would possibly look like, and you think the baby was ugly.
Well, I think we both thought it was pretty ugly.
Okay. Oh, my God, you can't.
Well, why don't we ask him?
Hold up.
Madeline, because Alex is actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
What?
Madeline, are you kidding me? That's your legitimate reason for not wanting to go out with me again.
Alex, I had no idea you were on the other line. I'm really sorry for embarrassing you. It's just, that's the truth. And we both agreed.
It's not embarrassing for me. This is embarrassing for you.
Oh.
This is your reason? Those things are garbage. It has some of my stubble on the baby.
Yeah!
You think our baby's going to be born with, like, 5 o'clock shadow?
Well, no, of course not. But it still gives us some insight of possibly having an ugly baby.
No.
What?
I've done research on this, and like I said, these photo booths are very accurate these days. They're like 90% accurate.
Come on.
You know, 10 years ago, it wasn't the same. But now they're very reliable, and there's a good chance that our baby's going to be ugly, and I just don't want to risk it.
That's just putting the horse before the cart. We've only been on one date, and we're already talking about whether or not our baby may or may not be ugly.
I don't feel like wasting time. Like, why start a relationship with somebody where you already know off the bat that there's a good chance your child's going to be ugly? And I want a long-term relationship. I'm looking for a husband. I want to get married.
There's always a chance your baby's going to be ugly.
And Madeline, how could you even say, I mean, like, they're 50% your genes. What if you're the one that's contributing the ugly genes? Then you're always going to have an ugly kid. It doesn't matter. When your baby is born, that thing can be literally look like a fish, and you will think it's the most beautiful thing ever. It's just how nature works. You love your own kids. You're supposed to anyway.
Yeah, not everybody does.
I mean, but that's the idea, right, Madeline? And if you're going for just looks, even for your children, I just don't feel like that's very smart.
Well, I just think it's very important to give your baby the best future possible. And I want to have an attractive baby.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
And I hear what you're saying about 50% me. That's true. But let me tell you, my ex-boyfriend and I did the same machine, and we actually had a very cute baby come out in the photo.
Okay, so it's just how you guys mesh together, and you don't feel like you and Alex would make a good-looking baby because of the carnival picture that you took.
Man.
Yes, and it made me realize that sometimes you don't know what you have until it's gone. So I actually started texting my ex again this week.
Oh, my gosh.
And it looks like we're going to hang out and see.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Alex.
I think we should try again.
What are you talking about? This is absolute insanity. I cannot believe you are giving a machine, a carnival machine, any sort of validity on how you run your life. I mean, this is just, am I crazy for thinking this is crazy?
No. Maybe, yeah, a little bit, Alex. I think no. You're being a little bit crazy
no,
about this.
Alex, I am totally on your side right now. This is lunacy.
You can think it's crazy all you want, but I have certain things that I want in my life. I know what I want. And if things go well with my ex, then who knows? I feel like we could really have a better shot of producing a beautiful child than Alex and I.
Okay. Well, sounds like you guys are getting along great. So, Madeline, would you like to go on a second date with Alex? We will pay for it.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. Alex, are you disappointed in that?
At this point, not at all.
Alex, I'm sorry if this whole thing hurts your feelings. I mean, you should definitely go back to the carnival and try with other women. You never know, but
wow.
I have a feeling that all the results are going to be a little negative.
Oh!
All right.
Wow!
Well,
Alex, you're going to have fugly baby. Sorry.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, yeah, sure. You're right. That's what I'll do. I'll just be lining up women to hopefully find the one time that I can maybe produce a beautiful baby. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's such a good visual.
The good news, Alex, is you get to spend more time at the carnival, and I think that's a highlight for you. So I'm considering this a successful second date update.
Thanks a lot. See you at the carnival.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.